Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Winning cures everything. Now for your hosts, Gary and Chris.
What's up? What's up? Winning cures everything. I'm Gary.
I'm Chris.
This is the College Football Gambling Picks Show for week number 7. It is October 8th when we're recording this. I think that's right. Yeah. All right, let's see. Last week, Chris went 5-0-1 against the number. Not
Boom.
Too shabby.
Told you we were getting healthy, right?
I continued my terrible losing ways.
It's tough, man. So tough.
Went 4-5. One of those was the $10 parlay, so I lost $86.14. Chris, however, made $289.77 on the season. 21-29 for me. I am down 12.56 units. Chris is 18-16. He is up 1.05 units.
We are above the Mason-Dixon line.
Back in the positive. Oh. And I've still got several weeks to be able to dig myself out of the hole.
Yeah.
So, not too shabby.
If we could do this for a living, Gary, we wouldn't be doing the bullshit jobs that we have for a living.
You are 100% correct.
I would not spend my days on my hands and knees. Putting hard before them.
You got that right.
I don't do that, by the way, very often.
you get other people to
Some
do
of
it.
My guys listen, and they're going to give me crap for that and be like, really? You do this? No, I understand.
Thank All you right. The show is Winning Cures Everything. You can find us over at winningcureseverything.com. Great stuff over there. Of course, you can find all of our pricks. Yeah.
That's what they've been.
That's exactly what it is. Picks, previews. You can find our podcasts, our videos, our social media. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE.
You follow me at Chris B. Giannini.
Of course, we're on Facebook, Winning Cures Everything there. We're on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button if you're watching there. Leave a comment. Tell us what you like this week, what you don't like, what you think we got right, what we got wrong, etc. Help us out. Obviously, we're still learning.
Yeah.
So we could use some help.
It's a community thing here.
Exactly.
Man. We would like this to be a community. I'm not against the fans or the people that watch, whether they call themselves fans or not.
But tell us your lines. Tell us where you got the lines from.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to see it. We'd really like to see it. So, of course, on YouTube, and if you're listening on the podcast, if you're on Apple Podcast, go leave a nice review. Leave something funny. You leave a comment or a review, a written review, 5 stars, of course. But you leave a written review, and we will read it on the show. I'm not going to read them this week. We'll start in on the reaction show on Sunday.
Be smart and funny, and you know.
Leave it. Hey, if you leave a question, we'll answer it on there.
Oh, yeah, that'll be happening.
100%. So, on Apple Podcasts.
I might not be able to answer very well.
we'll give some kind of an answer. So on the website, we do a football pick'em contest, football picks contest. You go on to the website, it's right there at the very top. You click on it. Every week, 10 games, 7 college, 3 pro. You pick them against the spread. Obviously, we put the opening spread up there. So you're just picking against the opening number, and you go from there. Carol C. and her girls, they all came together on this. They went 8-2 last week.
I like it.
Did really, really well. So this week, of course, going to be a good time. We're gonna have more surprises. So those that have won, you know what you won. You got that. It's all good. But we've got more surprises coming this week. It's gonna be a good time. Of course, go enter into the picks contest.
Gary teasing with the surprises, man.
You gotta love it, man. Everybody loves free stuff. And even if you don't like free stuff, you still get to play a game. And that's all.
That is free as well.
Yeah, it's free. All you do is go in, enter your email address, enter your name, pick your picks, and then go from there. It's a good time. You ready to get into some college football?
Yes. I'm very hesitant to say yes. I did great last week. I'm walking super carefully this week. I liked two games on the lineup. I picked four. Yeah. Made myself pick four. We got to pick four at least. I liked two. I didn't love two. I liked two.
Okay. I've got seven this week.
And I have a feeling that at least one of these is very public.
And that'll be
that
fine.
That always scares me, but...
Yeah, now you and I just went through...
The last 6 weeks of football.
Just because something is public obviously doesn't mean...
And every spread in the book
for based college on football.
Vegas Insider's information, you're right.
Yeah.
And you would be doing really well if you bet all those games. Now, I never like a system that requires you
to bet every game.
30 games. Like, if you got to bet 30 games to be seven games over 500, screw that. Because now you need a bankroll of just a gigantic amount. That's a risk. I do this for fun. This is recreation. I'm not doing that crap.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
That makes sense.
Anyway, it didn't work out the way I thought it would.
No. The house was actually 36-41 on spreads that were 80% or more.
Jeff Miles tried to tell us that those numbers don't matter.
No, he was 100% right.
And I guess I had to see it to believe it.
Yeah. And he was dead on.
Yes,
we believe it now. All right. I'm going to start us off. I've got seven. I've got
four. So, four. You definitely need to start and you'll wrap it up.
All right. That sounds good. I will start first off. We're going to Akron, Ohio. I'm rolling the train, man.
Why wouldn't we?
Going against Akron again. Kent State minus 13.5 at Akron. Look.
Road dog of two touchdowns.
Yeah.
A road favorite Kent, two touchdowns.
Kent has played the way tougher schedule. They've got a better turnover margin against that tougher schedule. They've got better passing efficiency. Kent State had 750 yards of offense in 84 plays against Bowling Green, which was funny. 375 passing, 375 rushing. Pretty nuts. That's a team that's very comparable to Akron. Akron actually statistically is worse than Bowling Green. Akron only 71 rushing yards against UMass. They did have 335 passing, but they got beat by UMass. Kent State, I think, absolutely hammers them here. That head coach off the Dino Babers tree, when he finds a team that he can run up the score on, that he can actually run his offense, that's what he's going to do. I think he does it here. I think they won by three touchdowns. I've got Kent State minus 13.5 for $75.
So, game that I like.
Okay.
I'll give the one I like out first. I'm going to go down to Miami. And I think that this year one team of Miami is struggling to find their identity.
Okay.
I think they're struggling to consistently put up points throughout the game, which causes them to, you know, get behind early. I think Virginia's the second best team in the ACC. But I actually think, and I've crapped on the ACC a lot, but I think Virginia's a good football team.
Yeah.
We've seen them get beat up by Notre Dame at Notre Dame. And I think Notre Dame's one of the best teams in the country. And I don't know that that's a black mark on anybody's resume. I really like Bronco Mendenhall. We've talked about that. Our love for him is not hidden whatsoever. They are plus 1.5. I was shocked that they were catching points. I was shocked that I was expecting Virginia minus 3, especially coming off of the loss from Virginia Tech. And I see this number is basically 4.5, 5 points different than what I think the line should be. I'm going to ride with Virginia and the Cavaliers.
All right, so Virginia plus 2.
I keep betting these ACC games knowing I'm not going to get to watch them. Because the damn ACC network isn't on TV anywhere except for where these games are already being played.
And in some cases, they're actually not. Like, they're actually not on there either.
Not even on ACC schools. That's ridiculous. That's it. I mean,
you gotta
insane.
Have, you got to have YouTube TV, basically, to get that.
Oh, God.
I'm moving over to Arizona State.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going down to the desert. Washington State is coming in. Arizona State is a one-point underdog. Look, Washington State, number 112 in opposing yards per play. Arizona State, number 27 in opposing yards per play. Washington State... They lost their defensive coordinator, Tracy Clays, in the bye week. Arizona State freshman quarterback, Jaden Daniels, he is going to be able to move the football on this defense easily. I think this Arizona State defense will be able to slow down Washington State. I like Arizona State plus the one here, $50 at minus 110.
Oh, I didn't even give a number of mine. Go ahead. Finish yours and I'll
Yeah, so I did $50 here at -110. I feel good about this. I really like this Arizona State team. I think they got a great defense. I think the offense is good enough. And Washington State against a good defense is, you know, tends to get slowed down.
I'm going to do my Virginia pick, -110, $75
at -110. Yep.
Right. Now, let me tell you, I think that's scary just because I don't know that Mike Leach is going to lose three games in a row. That is a strict, there's no stats behind it, there's no analyst behind it. That is a really well-coached team.
Oh, yeah.
That blasted the hell out of his team the week before the bye week. Man, I think that team's going to come out with their butthole on fire.
They might. They
that,
might.
That is, yeah. I am a strict stay away. That's not true. Is that a Pac-12 after dark game?
Yeah.
I'll probably bet on Mike Leach just to have money on it, but that's not one of my picks. The other team that I like a lot, the third best team, in my opinion, in the ACC, another game that I'm not going to get to watch, Wake Forest at home against Louisville. We have a rule. We bet against bad teams, right?
True.
I don't think Louisville's a good team. Now, they went tit for tat, touchdown for touchdown, field goal for field goal with Boston College. They were favored to beat Boston College.
Who actually has a pretty terrible defense.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Pretty terrible.
I think Wake Forest will score on every drive of this defense against Louisville. They got to win by 7. Basically, they get the ball last. They're going to win by 7 because we're not kicking field goals, Wake Forest. This offense is really good. But this defense has shut some teams down. They've held some teams pretty low. I think Wake Forest might be the second best team. Now, I know they're undefeated. They haven't played. They didn't play Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's scheduled.
That's it. But this is a really well-coached team. And I think Louisville just has some growing to do. I'm very shocked that week in and week out, Louisville is getting some pretty big bumps in the point spread. And I don't know where that's coming from. But every week when I look at the lines, I have an idea of what I think the line should be. And Louisville's line is always 3 to 4 points different.
A lot of that has to do with like yards per play, et cetera. Look, Louisville has looked a lot better
this season. Oh, no. Their offense looks really good, but they can't score anybody, and their offense only looks good against really bad defenses. Not bad defenses, not okay defenses, really bad defenses.
I also think that because of how well they played against Notre Dame early in the season, I think that has something to do with
it. But that was week one.
Yeah, but that's the only national game that anybody's watched on.
Yeah, but that's once again, it's week one. I'm laying 6.5, taking Wake Forest. Let me make sure the juice is right. I want to give right numbers. -110, give me 75 on that.
75 of -110. All right, next up for me, Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan is a 1-point underdog at home against Ball State. Now, these two teams are incredibly equal when you adjust for strength of schedule, everything else. Because Eastern Michigan has played some... You know, they beat Illinois on the road. They lost at Kentucky, et cetera, right? Eastern Michigan is at home. They have won and covered 3 straight against Ball State. They won 42-20 last year, 56-14 2 years ago, and 48-41 against Ball State 3 years ago. I think that continues. I think Eastern Michigan wins the game straight up.
They just have to win by one. They've beaten the hell out of them 3 years in a row.
Exactly. So at +1, I'm getting +105 odds, which
that's -110. That's where I've got. But this is one book that I look at.
Oh, okay. Okay. And that one's actually got it at Eastern Michigan -1.
Yeah. You've seen it at Eastern Michigan +1?
Yeah. I got it at +1.
Let me go to
a different thing.
Yeah, let me go to a different thing.
Let's see.
We're on week
one. You're on week one there. let's confirm
bad
this.
Bad radio.
Let's confirm this because I did these numbers several hours ago.
I can't believe it would move a whole... basically, that's 2 points.
Yeah. Now, you're right.
So, we've got basically a pick 'em.
Okay.
And I would give you a pick'em at 110 if you want to do that.
All right, let's do that. Do a pick'em at -110.
Not going to make you take the -1 just because that one sports book.
All right, so -110. All right, that sounds good because I had him at +105.
All right.
But -110 is fine for a pick'em. So, yeah, Eastern Michigan, pick them over Ball State. Who you rolling with next?
I think we're going to let's go with – so now we're into the games that I had to pick at least two more, and I'm scrapping for games. I'm going to go with the game I think we have together. You can speak a little bit more to this if you want to. Notre Dame got USC coming into town.
Yeah.
Once again, I think Notre Dame is one of the best teams in the country. USC's coming off a bye week, so they're able to work a little more in with the health players that they've got. I just think this Notre Dame defense is legit. I think that Notre Dame offensive line is now just an offensive line factory for the NFL.
Yeah.
And they're nasty. They beat people up. When you can hang with a defense like defensive front like Georgia, and your defense can hang with an offensive line like Georgia, that puts you in a class. And that's not an SEC thing, because not us, all SEC schools can even do that. But Notre Dame did it. And I think that's not a fluke. I don't think that's them up for a big game, but this is going to be a big game. And I think this is a situation where they're going to kind of beat up on USC. I got 11 is the number. Minus 110 is the juice. Give me $75 on Notre Dame and the Fighting Irish.
Well, USC 1-9 against the spread in their last 10 road games. USC's offense is all passing. Notre Dame is number 17 in pass defense, number 16 in yards per attempt defense.
Right.
USC, number 78 passing defense. Notre Dame is number 14 in yards per pass attempt offense. Notre Dame is super efficient. I'm rolling Notre Dame as well. You said minus 11 is the latest.
I saw.
I had them at minus 11 and a half. I'll take the minus 11. I've got $100 at minus 110.
Ooh, going big.
On that one. I feel really.
Yeah, I do really too. I like them a lot. Yeah. So it opened at 10, and I've got current minus 11, and I've seen that at multiple places.
Okay.
So if you can get, hopefully it won't move too much on everybody else. It's definitely a public play, but tonight has cured me of being afraid of that.
You got that right. All right, next one up for me. I am actually going to do a weeknight game. Thursday night.
We like these.
Louisiana Monroe is going to, where is it, San Marcos, where Texas State is? I think that's right.
I couldn't tell you what city that. I should know that. Texas State's a good football team.
They're pretty good. Pretty good now. They have not been for the past few years, but Spavital, that whole bunch.
Yeah, the coach that they've brought in has done well.
Texas State is a 3.5-point underdog in this game. The metrics have got Texas State as a favorite by about a point. And Louisiana Monroe gives up a ton of yards, a ton of points. Texas State had a bye week. Louisiana Monroe played Memphis at home last week. Now they travel on a short week. Now, it's not a super long trip. But even still, you're not playing at home. You've got one less day of practice. The other team has had a week and a half to prep for you.
Correct.
Texas State does not take any game for granted, because they got to get wins wherever they can get wins. I like Texas State here plus the 3.5. I'm getting more than a field goal. Give me $50 on the Bobcats at minus 110. Who you rolling with next, buddy?
My last pick, I'm going to the Smurf Turf.
Oh, Boise.
I'm taking Hawaii plus 12. I like them catching this many points. Boise has looked really good. I think Boise is one of the better group of five teams in the country. But laying 12 points to this Hawaii team is just something I'm not willing to do for another group of five team. They had the week off, so I don't think the travel is really going to kill them. And, Nick Rolovich, that's how you pronounce his name, right?
Yeah, Nick Rolovich.
I was looking it up just to make sure I didn't sound like an idiot. He's so much fun, man. I've grown to just like, this guy's getting in the tank, and I like the way he plays. He's got balls. He's not hit me. He coaches fearlessly.
Yeah.
I like the coaches that are not afraid to just attack. It's the reason one of the best coaches in the country, I acknowledge, Kirby Smart, I just hate watching him coach a football game. He's got so much talent there. If he had any aggression whatsoever, I don't know that anybody would have stopped Georgia the last 2-3 years. This guy, he's got aggression.
He does.
Fearless. He's going to go to that Smurf Turf. This might be an underdog play that I make a little money line on, because I don't know. If Boise State's going to get got, it's going to be here. It's the only place on the schedule that I think they really can. My Hawaii, 2 weeks in a row to get ready for this game. I'm definitely taking the 12 points, minus 110, and give me $75 on it.
75 minus 110, Hawaii plus 12. All right. And I've got two more. And so you're done, right?
I'm done. Those are my four. I'm walking away.
Next one for me, I'm going to College Game Day. I'm going to Baton Rouge. Look, I understand. If this line had come out single digits, I was rolling on the Tigers. I would have felt really good about that. And then it came out 13. And it moved up to 13.5, and then it moved back down. We're going to have more on this game, more stats, et cetera, on the preview show, so go check that one out as well. But, look, LSU, 0-5 against the spread the last 5 years against Dan Mullen. Florida, number 5 in the country in sacks. LSU, number 52 in sacks given up. Look, LSU has not played a good defense yet. Number 60, Georgia Southern, which, we'll see. Number 104 in total defense, Texas. Then they played Northwestern State. Then they played number 125 in total defense, Vanderbilt, and number 95, Utah State. On the other side, Florida hasn't exactly played a really good offense yet. As far as total offense, Miami is number 39, but we know what that is.
That is horse crap number right there.
That's dealing with the yards.
Yeah.
So, because, I mean, even last week they had 4 turnovers, but they still put up a ton of yards. After that, they played UT Martin, and they played Towson a couple of weeks ago, but number 87 total offense, Kentucky, number 106, Tennessee, number 64, Auburn. Florida is number 10 in total defense. LSU is number 2 in total offense. I think this is too many points. I could see this being a 34-24 kind of game, a 42-31 kind of game, somewhere around there. I'm going to take Florida plus the 13. Dan Mullen against Ed O. Like, I think he's going to have something ready for this game. And I think it's just too many points. I think LSU wins the game. But 13 points seems like it's too many for me. So I'm putting $50 on that at minus 110 on Florida plus 13. And then my last game, Mississippi State. Good gracious. Goes to Knoxville. And I like the Bulldogs here. -6.5 in Knoxville. Look, Gay and Autry both are going to end up playing for State this week. I think we figured out what they're doing, right? So they've got these defensive players that are suspended for 8 games this year.
What would you do if the line moved to 7? Because basically,
I'd still take the 7.
Okay, everybody. It just makes it a push game instead of a win game. But yeah, it didn't cost you a game.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Okay.
Because
it's predominantly 7 everywhere you got it.
So. People are overvaluing Tennessee.
The way Tennessee started against Georgia.
Yes, and their fight. What is their number? 157?
Yeah, 157's the...
Let's see. Oh, there's still a bunch of -6.5s on the board.
Okay.
So I'm taking -6.5 on that.
Two places, so that's fine.
You yeah, see, there's still a bunch.
I just wanted to... Because the majority of the public is going to take State as well.
Well, you would think that.
I think that's true.
But that's not how it has really gone so far. Like, okay. All of the money line bets basically are coming in on Tennessee.
Well, yeah, because the money line doesn't pay anything on Mississippi State, and Mississippi State's not a public team.
Right. So far on this, let's see, on Sportsbook Review.
But the ticket.
So this one, we've got 65% of the spread bets are on State.
Okay, that's fine.
And that's fine. I think they're overvaluing Tennessee. I don't think people have caught up to the fact that State's best defensive players are being held out of a lot of games. Like against Auburn, against LSU, stuff like that. They're going to be out of those games. They're going to be out of the easy games. The toss-ups, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Ole Miss, those guys are going to be back in. So Gay and Autry are going to be playing for Mississippi State this weekend. Look, I still think Tennessee's trash. I
completely agree.
I don't care that this game is in Knoxville. They didn't show me anything last week. Now that you've got game footage on this quarterback, Marr, I think State's going to be able to handle these guys. And I think they win two touchdowns. So I've got $100 at minus 110 on Mississippi State, -6.5. And that is going to be our picks for the week. Now, right now, we're going to get our buddy in here, TJ Reeves from Tampa, Florida. Whew, good gracious. From the Three Dog Thursday podcast. All right, right now, we're going to bring in our buddy TJ Reeves from down in Tampa from the Three Dog Thursday podcast. You can find him on Twitter at BucksidelineGuide. TJ, you, from what I understand, are leaving, what is it, Tropicana Park?
Tropicana Field, the Tropicana dome where the Rays play, right in St. Petersburg. I've gotten plenty out of domes because I was in the Superdome with the Buccaneers Sunday, and now I have been to baseball at the time that we are taping this very show. That game one and game two of the, or actually game three and game four of the American League Divisional Series has been played. So I'm about domed out, but I'm ready to talk some dogs and some college football with you guys here while we wait out the hours-long traffic to get out of the baseball game tonight, boys.
Well, I mean, your boys actually got to Verlander tonight. Things were good, of course. That was a dog that covered, so that's definitely good.
The Rays down 0-2 have been quite the dog in these two games, so you love that.
You got that right. You got that right. And you and Chris actually hit on some dogs last week. So
you are correct. Brother Giannini with the Boston College Eagles, very nice, coming through there at Louisville. And you also had the push. We'll count the push for West Virginia. You and I had West Virginia and Texas. Actually, I think you had Purdue, and I had West Virginia.
Yeah,
right?
So we had push. Yes, sir.
You had Purdue for the push. I had West Virginia with Texas for the late push. And even got the Florida Gators at home with Auburn. I know we talked a lot about them last week, and I have a feeling the Gators might come up in our conversation here on this show.
Absolutely. You know what? Look, at this point in the podcast, I've already bet them. I bet Florida plus 13. Dan Mullen, 5-0 against LSU the last 5 years at Mississippi State and at Florida. I think he's got Coach O's number. I don't know that they win the game, but 13 points seems like a lot of points against the number 10 defense in the country. The number 5 defense as far as sack rate goes.
Right.
I'm all over Florida here just because I think the number is too big. Look, LSU has not played a defense ranked higher than 60th, and that was only Georgia Southern. The other three teams that are actual legit teams, FBS teams, none were ranked higher than number 95 in total defense. So I think that this will be a little bit of a wake-up call for LSU. Also a big wake-up call for Florida as well. But I tend to lean defense in matchups like these.
Well, and again, we'll talk a lot about this on Three Dog Thursday probably. In fact, Peter Burns is due to join me from the SEC Network. I know you guys have talked to Peter before.
Oh, yeah.
And he's an LSU guy, and he is going to the game, the host of SEC this morning on SiriusXM and the SEC Network. He's going to the game while his wife is 37 weeks pregnant with their son, by the way.
Attaboy.
So he's getting the get out of jail free card.
That's him.
Peter and I will be talking about this game. The only thing that concerns me, your stats do align, is Tiger Stadium is bonkers at night. And Chris, I know you're an LSU guy too. And I don't know that Florida offensively is going to be ready to go. I think that LSU's defense is the great equalizer. So let's just see. But that is a lot of points. I agree with you. We'll debate it a lot on Three Dog Thursday.
All right. So of course we got some other big prime matchups between Blue Bloods. Really, I'm kind of curious. You know, maybe if you've got a leaning one way or another. Let's start out in the Red River Shootout with Texas and OU. Down in Dallas, you got any feelings on this one?
I look at those Longhorns, and they really were winning the game decisively, and I had given up on West Virginia, and they ended up getting the late push last week. But Ellinger was outstanding on the road, and Tom Herman has obviously got them rolling. And you look at the recent games in this series, Texas has had success head-to-head. And I know Oklahoma looks right now at times invincible on offense with Jalen Hurts. Some of that, though, is level of competition. Because you're playing Texas Tech at home, you're playing at Kansas. This game will be jacked. I've had the privilege of having been there before on a previous occasion, and it is some scene at the Cotton Bowl to watch this game with half of the stadium burnt orange and half of the stadium crimson and white. So,
and then you got the state fair. Look, you got the fair going on outside.
You got 100,000 plus people that are there, not for the football game, that are walking around eating their corny dogs and their funnel cakes and getting on the Ferris wheel. So it is some scene, and we'll talk a lot about this game, I'm sure, on Three Dog Thursday. I'm tempted on those Longhorns with, what is that, 11, Chris, that they're currently getting? That's attractive.
You can get 11. Now, let me remind you, the level of play that Oklahoma's played has not been good. Texas defense is in the plus hundreds defensively. Yeah. So it's not like they're going to get challenged defensively. So.
Well, and keep in mind, too, that as much as we can talk about mojo and what you did, I mean, LSU and Burrow riddled them at home. And even in a couple of their other games, they have given up yardage like you're talking about and points on defense. And you know that Lincoln Riley would love nothing more than to put, as Barry Switzer would always call it, half a hundred. That's he wants right. to put half a hundred on somebody, and Lincoln Riley may try to do that on the Horns.
You may be right about that. Now, the other one that I'm looking at, it's a big spread, but it doesn't get any more traditional than USC and Notre Dame. Now, the line is...
Yes, sir.
The line is 11. It seems like it might be a lot of... I mean, USC has played pretty well this year so far. You know, they had the hiccup at Washington. They had the hiccup at BYU. This is another road game. Clay Helton hadn't been good against the spread, you know, as a road dog. Is it something maybe we look at?
Well, and 2 weeks ago, they were beaten decisively in Seattle by Washington. But before that, they were in the game at BYU, and that was with the quarterback Slovis playing, the true freshman, and he got hurt in that game. They've now had a bye week, and Notre Dame was good a couple of weeks ago against Georgia. But, you know, they played New Mexico State. They played Bowling Green, who had a losing record last week. I can tell you this. The guys in the red and the gold are a whole lot better than Bowling Green and New Mexico State rolling into South Bend.
Absolutely,
I will take a strong look at Fight On SC here in this game, just because of the rivalry, and in particular, we don't know midweek, but if Slovis can play, he's a composed kid at quarterback. Let's see what that looks like if Slovis is in there. I like those 11 points. That's attractive as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so make sure everybody go check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. He's going to have quite a bit of gambling stuff for college football on there as well as NFL. I will be joining as well as, you said, Peter Burns is joining as well from the SEC Network.
That's correct.
It's going to be a good time, man. TJ, thank you so much for joining for the College Football Podcast.
Always good to be with you, Winning Cures guys. Again, we came up with one underdog after another. Chris was a big contributor to that. I always appreciate it. Love being with you.
All right, we appreciate TJ being in here with us today. Of course, go check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. It is on all your favorite podcast networks, podcast distributors, applications, whatever it is, whatever way you listen to it. You can find him on Twitter at BuckSidelineGuy. That's going to wrap it up for us. Here's hoping we get another good week. Of course, together last week we went 9-5-1. The five losses were all mine. But hopefully this week that won't be the case.
I want you to do well. I really like the fact that you're struggling and you took Florida.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that helps. That makes me feel better internally, even though I want you to get off the schneid.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a competition, but I never see it as a competition.
Just want to win.
I want us to both do well.
Yeah. No, I'm with you 100%. The goal is 52.36% by the end of the season.
Neither of us is there. Before the game, you lose like a dog.
Well, I appreciate that. At least I've only got 50 bucks on that one.
I
hope I hit the big ones. All right, that's going to wrap it up. College football, gambling pick show for week number 7. Of course, go over to winningcureseverything.com. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you think we got right, what we got wrong, etc. Go over to tunicatravel.com and find out what our friends in the Delta have got going on for you. They got 6 incredible sports books. Again, tunicatravel.com is the website to go do a little research before you head down there. Chris, this has been fun, buddy. We'll see you guys again later.
Thanks for checking out Winning Cures Everything. If you want to keep up with us, hit subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Visit the website at winningcureseverything.com, or you can like us on Facebook or follow us at Winning Cures, at Gary WCE, or at Chris B. Giannini on Twitter. Share out the show, leave a nice review, and make sure to comment and tweet at us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.